USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers are quizzing health experts on Capitol Hill about the latest on the coronavirus pandemic, and one of those experts has some encouraging news. Dr. Anthony Fauci says work on vaccines is progressing well, and that one already looks very promising. In fact, Fauci tells the House panel,
"We hope that as the time we get into the late fall and early winter, we will have, in fact, a vaccine that we can say would be safe and effective."
Democrats on that panel say the Trump administration has not been doing enough to help states that still need more testing to get it. A training exercise that went wrong off the coast of Southern California last night has left one Marine dead and eight others missing. Two others are hospitalized. Marine officials say there was a mishap involving an amphibious assault vehicle near San Clemente Island. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the differences made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Residents from southeastern Florida up the eastern seaboard to southern New England are being told to closely monitor the forecast over the next few days concerning Hurricane Isaias. The storm is expected to near Florida's coast over the weekend, and while a direct hit on the Sunshine State's not currently expected, forecasters say it's then expected to head up the east coast between Monday and Wednesday, perhaps still as a Category 1 hurricane. Leaders from both parties have been negotiating a new pandemic-related stimulus package, but an agreement doesn't seem close. The president says Congress needs to pass a relief package now, and he says any package needs to include funding for schools and another round of relief payments for families, and something many Republicans have been opposing.
A temporary extension of expanded unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs.
The government says Americans' personal income dropped more than expected in June, but spending was higher than expected. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With findings of some new research concerning how people can have long-term COVID-19 symptoms, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
New studies are showing that COVID-19 symptoms can linger for weeks and months after a diagnosis, may be wide-ranging and include everything from joint pain and fevers to hair loss and double vision. In fact, those patients, self-nicknamed the long haulers, reported experiencing 98 different symptoms in a survey that was just released. According to Natalie Lambert, an associate professor of medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine, said they're not quite sick enough to be hospitalized, but they are suffering from very severe symptoms for longer times while staying at home. Lambert partnered with a COVID-19 support group called Survivor Corps to survey patients on the group's Facebook page about their symptoms.
The Mexican consulate in El Paso, Texas, plans to honor the victims of the Walmart mass shooting on Monday, the first anniversary of the attack. The consulate will formally unveil a plaque bearing the names of the 23 people killed, including seven Mexican nationals. A new survey says the best beach in America is in Sarasota County, Florida. Siesta Beach in Siesta Key ranked number one on TripAdvisor's annual Traveler's Choice Awards. The site also lists Siesta Beach as the 11th best beach in the entire world. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.